This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Stace.
Hey, Chels.
Did you know why sharks don't eat clowns?
No, why?
Because they taste funny. I know. Just play that track.
Chelsea,
guess what? Episode 16.
Sweet 16. Yeah. Oh, side note, did you hear about the circus fire?
What happened?
It was intense.
Man, we got a quit clowning around. No, seriously, these clown things that are happening out in the world.
It's ridiculous.
I can't even believe it. This little kid, he was like 7. It's right by us over in Sterling Heights. He was out outside of his house. He lives in a trailer park.
Oh.
And his mom was inside. He's outside playing. This guy dressed as a clown comes up with a knife, cuts him, and then runs away.
No.
And then I guess there were like 3 women who were out just walking, and these guys came up dressed as clowns with bats. And like,
oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
This is awful. This is not humorous at all.
No, the worst part is the fact that it just started in North Carolina with some creepy guy standing outside of the woods dressed as a clown.
Gosh.
And then it spread because of the internet.
Gosh.
Straight up.
There was,
and here we are talking about it on our dating podcast.
Man, gosh darn it! It worked. There was, what was it? Somewhere in Staten Island, there was someone went for a walk in the park, and so they're in the woods, and in this group of like kind of like thin trees, there's these missing signs and like, you know, reward for, and it's all these different missing people. It's really creepy. They're thinking it's probably just a publicity stunt for something, but still disgusting.
Yeah.
I do not like it. Chelsea, make me happy. Tell me a happy story.
Once upon a time.
Ooh. Side note, since it is our sweet 16.
Yes.
I probably brought this up before, but so the MTV show.
You did talk about this before.
About the Sweet 16 party. It only lasted like a season, but they put those brats in like second world, third world countries. Like they were in like a hut in Africa. Like they were roughing it. It was amazing. And then, of course, like they have this satellite phone and they call. They're just like, Mom,
I want to go home.
They made me cut potatoes. And I cut myself. One girl did cut herself with a knife because she didn't know how to cut vegetables.
She's like, I don't know. You ask Jeeves.
Exactly. Oh, man. What up, internet?
Ask Jeeves. Is that even in a website anymore? I don't know.
I don't even know.
Way back in the day.
Oh, my gosh. Let me Google it.
Google it. Yeah. Oh. Google to see if Ask
Jeeves. I know. Or just go to Ask Jeeves. You don't tell me what websites to browse, except you do.
Oh, man.
Did you hear about, what was it? The Forever Hudson tag about the couple?
No.
They so they've been dating, I want to say, for like 9 years or whatever.
Okay.
So then they would trade off and on doing like, you know, surprise dates. Like, you know, one day the guy plans everything. Then the next time you do it, the woman plans everything.
And
so
it's
it was
just
his turn.
That's cute.
Right. So at noon, like he got family and friends together and stuff like that. And he proposed to her.
Aww.
She said yes. And then he was just like, okay, well, the ceremony is going to be, you know, in 5 hours. And she was like, what? He planned everything. Venue.
So it wasn't like a throwaway wedding. It was like a legit wedding.
Yeah. Family, friends, he planned everything. He was just like, put on a blindfold. I'm going to send you to the hotel. And then they had her choice of outfits. Side note, she wore a black dress. I don't know how I feel about that. That's a
Sarah
lie.
Sarah Jessica Parker wore a black dress to her
really?
Wedding. And her and Matthew Broderick are still together.
Did she wear Sarah Jessica Parker's shoes?
No.
All right, I will ask Jeeves.
See, now here, I want to be on your side and want to be like, oh my God, that's so romantic.
I didn't say it was romantic.
But the control freak in me is like, no.
I didn't say it was romantic. I want to plan mine because I know he forgot someone.
Oh, for sure. I'd be like, so where's my cousin?
Right?
I have 40 of them.
Thank you. Why do I only see 5? Because you've met 5 of them.
Get your head in the game.
Honestly. No, I need to be a part of the planning
process.
No,
I am a control
Plus,
freak.
There's like random people that I've met that
now,
were mean, that were rich, and I just want to invite
I feel
them
like
so then,
if,
you know.
If that happened and I was dating somebody for 9 years, they would be smart enough to like call my friends and be like, okay, what does she want? But then,
and I think that's what he did.
But then he would tell, like, to me, because I want a destination wedding. They would be like, don't do that. Propose, absolutely. Don't do any of the other stuff.
No, I want to be a part of the planning process because I'm so weird and I like organizing. Clearly, I'm an executive assistant or admin until I get a promotion. Anyways, so for me, my favorite part about planning reception would be the seating chart. I would be so excited to, like, pair his friends and family with mine and, like, mixing them up, making sure half the table are, like, his guests, the other half are mine, and just making...
See, and I get that. I actually think that would be pretty fun because you don't want,
like... The paper plates and the Post-its. Yes, we're having a party with Post-its and paper plates. It's a game.
It's brought to you by Thrivent Financial.
Woo! Tell me more about Thrivent.
Sure. Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial. For more than 100 years, Thrivent has offered financial guidance about saving and spending and sharing. Give Don Lyon or Pat Klenner a call at 586-773-7596 to learn more about Thrivent Financial.
Yay!
Yay! We love Thrivent.
Sure do.
They're pretty great.
Yay!
They know a lot of stuff.
So AskJeeves.com is now Ask.com.
Oh. You know what? I feel like that happened a really long time ago.
True. Where do clowns sleep?
Where do clowns sleep?
I needed to ask it a question. That seemed like the most... Yeah, there's no Jeeves.
Yeah, no, no. Oh, that's a bummer. Well,
maybe
you know
he
what?
Retired.
It's okay. You know why? Because it's time for the
fake name letter of the day.
You want to tell?
Okay.
Go ahead and tell. Tell
so
them what's
the
up,
fake name letter of the day is what we use so we don't use real people's names. And we use it to
save the shade.
So we just reach into this nice little delectable bowl and we grab a letter. And that is the letter that we will use for all the names that we've referred to. Since Chelsea's already got it started pulling the name from the bowl.
I got one.
Ooh, letter rather. Chelsea, what is the fake name letter of the day?
The fake name letter of the day is J.
Jeeves!
Like it was meant to be.
Aww.
It worked out well.
Chels, can you give some other examples for names that start with the letter J?
I sure can. How about Jessie?
Oh, Jessie's girl.
Or Josh.
Oh.
Or John.
Oh.
I'm going to pick the normal ones that I probably have dated so I don't have to use those names.
I know. Listen. So because I'm a lady, I'm a woman, therefore I have like a small like 1% bit of craziness as a part of me. So the 1%
will admit to.
Yes. So there is one name. Well, there's a few names, but the one name in particular that I really would like to give my son, I'm like, I'm not putting it on this list because I don't want a bad story attached to that name.
That is real. Oh, but it does start with a J.
All right. You know what else starts with a J? Our guest's name.
Oh, she does. Oh, I'm so excited. We have a guest in studio.
What up, guest in the studio? Hi. What's your name?
My name is Joellen.
It's her real name.
That's real. So every time you hear the bell, that just means someone has used the fake name letter of the day. Hi, Joellen.
Hi.
Oh, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you.
So whenever we have a guest, we make them do a little icebreaker called Two Truths
and a Lie.
So can you think of two truths and a lie? And we will try to guess what the lie is. Chelsea, do you remember?
I'm 2 for 13.
Okay, 2 for 13.
We'll see if we can improve your score there.
It's not good. It's not good.
But it's not bad. A little.
It's bad. Any school, any class, I'd be failing hard.
You need some extra credit.
She wants to repeat this course because it's so much fun.
All right. Give it to us straight, Joellen.
Mine has a theme.
Ooh.
Okay. This is reasons I've dumped a guy.
Ooh.
Oh!
This is fantastic already. I'm so excited.
She wins. Sorry, other guests.
All right. So the first one is I dumped a guy because he told me he was in the granite industry, only to find out it was making tombstones.
I mean, he didn't lie.
I want mine out of marble, so you're a liar.
Right.
They don't use wood anymore?
No.
Stake to the heart. That's the vampire thing. Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
So my second one is that I once dated a guy because I found out we were distantly related.
Oh, no.
Wow.
How distantly?
Not like this, quite the same gene pool. It was a little deeper. It wasn't the puddle. It was a deeper gene pool.
But it was definitely like a small pond.
Small pond, yeah. We'll go small
there
pond.
There were tadpoles.
Oh, Stacey.
That's wrong.
I didn't mean it like, come on. Number three.
And the third one, reason why I dumped a guy is I dumped a guy because he kept blowing me off because he kept telling me he had to take care of his mom who had no legs. And I didn't believe him. It sounded like an excuse and it turned out it was true.
Was his name Bob?
Those are really good,
right?
We'll see if she can get it.
Okay. I'm knocking out number two because I believe that. I believe that some guy, because also like he you know that's called creative marketing. That's like upping your resume a little bit. Oh, I work with Granite.
Oh, wait, I thought that was number one.
That was number one.
Oh, did I say number three?
See, I'm going to pick number one. I think
you're
number
picking number one.
Lie.
You think that's a lie?
Yes.
I think number one's true. I'm going to pick number three.
Oh.
I'm already wrong. I know. Number three's true, isn't it? You dumped a man whose mom has no legs.
Yes, it's true. I thought he was lying. I'm like, come on, you can't come up with a better story than that. And then here it is, really true.
That would be two for 14.
All right.
All right, which one's the lie?
Number two, come on. Gene pool?
Well, I sat there, I'm like, well, yes, you would dump somebody who's in your gene pool. Like,
yeah, no.
What was that, 30 Rock, that episode? Tina Fey was like dating. I never even watched the show. I saw like a preview. She was dating somebody, and she's like, they started making out, and she looks, and she's like, "Why do you have a picture of my nana?"
Oh,
and then he was like, "That's my great aunt, so and so." And then they're like, "Oh, what does that make us?"
No.
And then they're like standing there, and they go, "Okay, on three, let's talk about how far away we have to be related for it to be acceptable." And they go, 1, 2, 3, and he goes, "Fifth cousin," and she goes, "Never acceptable."
Oh my gosh. See, I thought with that one, maybe you're just like, oh, I found this person. Well, let's meet up.
Right.
Not to like make out or anything, but just to meet up and meet the person and be like, hey, let's talk about it. I was wrong. I'm owning it.
You know, that's not like the first topic you talk about when you meet somebody. Right. Hey, are we related? I'd like to date you.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Well, my one friend, so she has two children from two different relationships. So the first one, both of her children's fathers had the same last name. And when she started dating the second guy, she was just, as soon as he found out like that they had the same last name, they didn't talk for like a week, because he just like was just going on ancestry.com. He was just like, let me make sure.
Checking the records.
Right? Just make this clear.
Just saying.
So, Joellen. it works out so well. Jeeves, everything. Did you bring us this? First, let's start with this. Are you single? Are you in a situationship?
As Dave likes to say.
I am in a situationship.
There we go.
It's still pretty new.
Yeah,
so.
It's a situationship. Yeah. That's fair.
I like it.
All right. So tell us a story that was from your single days.
Oh, I have many.
Preach.
I have narrowed
enough that
it
you
down.
Can be on a show.
Yeah.
Just about bad dates.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, you know.
I don't know.
This one kind of sticks out because I found that 10 years ago it happened, and now it's still completely relevant about everything that happened.
There's a type. Stories too.
There's a type, and then you get on the dating sites, and you start recognizing this type, and this type is still around. It's kind of scary.
Oh,
so
no.
I went on a date with this guy, and
what was his name?
Oh God, I don't remember his name. No. His name was Jagger.
Oh, did he have moves?
He must have. It was a good dinner date.
Hey!
Hold on, it's just gonna go downhill.
I don't know why I'm excited.
you have hope.
Oh, I picked the wrong one.
Man.
Just put down.
I'm putting down the sound effect button. Take it away from me. I picked the wrong one. It implied that it was going to be applause.
Let Joe Ellen continue.
All right.
So dinner was going good. And, like, this was before we had, like, cell phones that could take actual pictures. I know it's kind of hard to believe that existed, but it did.
Thank God.
So he pulls a picture out of his wallet, and he's like, I wanted to show you a picture of my dogs. I'm like, oh, dogs, puppies, they're so cute. It's a husky and a big old Malamute. Oh, yeah, pretty dogs. You know, like, the bright blue eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were really pretty. I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Hey,
like,
pretty eyes.
Yeah.
Talking to the dog.
I'm like, oh, your dogs are so cute. You know, who doesn't love cute puppies?
So he had like an actual photo. Like,
yeah, it was an actual,
like a 4x6.
Yeah, like wallet sized calendar of his dogs. A little portrait, you know.
It was his Christmas card that year.
So it went good. So we went on a second date, and so we go to the movie theater, and we go to see 8 Below, and that's had Paul Walker, and it was about this
dogs.
Yeah, these snow dogs in this Arctic expedition, and I really hate to ruin the movie for you, but yeah, there's a death in the movie. Yeah, it was
is it a person or is it the
That's
dog?
What I was thinking. I was like, either way, yeah. I'm sad.
We'll say there's a dog that dies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's and awful. It was a snow
That's
dog.
Still very emotional.
Yeah, yes. It's very sad. Except my date was bawling. Like sobbing next to me. And I'm kinda like, okay, it's sad, but
it's together,
I promise
bro.
The dog didn't die during the movie. I promise. Right? He's alive.
We'll watch the credits, Jagger. We'll watch the credits.
Like, do I need to hold your hand? Are you okay? But,
was this like the...
Yeah.
Or was it like...
He was like, you know, doing the sniffles. It was like getting teary.
Dead.
Wow.
I was he really, really liked this movie. All right.
One
snow dogs.
Emotions.
Yeah. So I'm like, he asked me out. And I'm like, okay, you know, all right. Other than that, he was still really nice. I said, all right, we'll go out one more time. You still go out and try it. So... He invited me to meet him at his house. We're going to do dinner. I was like, okay.
Cooked meals.
Cool.
Cooked meals.
Better feed me.
Yeah.
Feed me, Jagger. Feed me.
Yeah. So we had a nice dinner, and he's like, want to put a movie on? I'm like, sure. Ooh, Cuddle Time, right? Cuddle Time.
Yeah. This was before Netflix. Cuddles.
Yeah, this is like VHS.
No, this is like come over VHS to my stash of like 15 movies that I've seen a million times because they're the only ones I've actually bought.
Yeah.
And
these are your choices. Or we could go get a Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. Blockbuster.
Y'all don't know. I just saw that meme. Y'all don't know how lit Blockbuster was on a Friday night.
It was a place to be.
You get there early so you could actually get the new releases.
Right. There's still a Family Video in Troy.
There's one right by my house.
There's a bunch of Family Videos still.
How do you stay in business?
They sell porn.
They have the...
Dang it, I was going to say they have the blessing of the Lord and you ruined it.
But mine's actually true.
Disgusting. You rebuke it.
Goodness.
That's totally how they stay open.
Earmuffs. Oh, wait, I have on.
Yeah, you have on.
They're not working. I'm sorry. So, you guys picked a movie after delicious dinner.
Yeah, do you remember what movie?
Oh, you know what?
It's okay if you don't.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
I was going to ask about dinner, but I was like, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago.
I would only remember if there was cake.
Was there cake?
No. Was there cake?
So he gets on the couch and he calls the dogs over. I'm like, okay. So the dogs get on the couch and he's like curled up with the dogs and he looks at me. I'm standing there like,
where am I going
to
sit?
And he points over to the chair. He goes, oh, you can sit over there.
Dang.
I was like, oh, no, you didn't.
That is a clear sign of priorities.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You are currently trying to impress me.
That was my first exposure to the guys who will always love their dogs more than they
Jagger.
Will love you.
Whoa.
Okay, so here's my thing. Like,
I was not prepared for that, by the way.
Yeah.
I pictured them on the couch with the dogs in between, like, but not over,
like,
there.
You sit over there.
Like, blasphemy.
I loved my dog. My dog passed away this year and all that sadness, but I loved him. But I love my dog, but if that were the case and, like, I was going to snuggle and watch a movie, I would put my dog in the other room. And then, you know, if he loves his dogs that much, he talks to them. So he's just going to walk up to him afterwards and go, "I'm really sorry that you didn't get to watch the movie with us.
Right.
But I'm trying to impress this girl.
Daddy needs to find a mommy."
Right. Like, you don't throw that out there right there. You can sit over in the chair. I can sit in my car on the way home.
See, that's
Thank
why I don't
you.
Have, like, dogs in bed with me. So then when I do get married or whatever, I'll, you know, because,
right.
sorry, my man comes first. They'll be like, I'm bye.
Yeah, you just boot him right off.
Right? Like, you know, mommy's got needs. Mommy loves you, but mommy's got needs.
Yeah, my cats, I have cats, and they're terrified of him, so I don't have to worry about them going into the bed.
I had a cat growing up, and he was kind of an asshole. Like, but it's kind of a good thing with cats, because sometimes they're either, like, in your face, right, immediately, just on your face, or they're like, I will do my own thing, and when I need you, you will know.
Yeah. and the second he leaves and that door closes, they come out and they're like, all right, so we need cuddles and food.
Aw, that sounds like me. Those are my requirements for a relationship.
My parents are having a dinner party.
I wasn't invited.
Right.
Okay, I need pillow time and cake.
We're just going to meow loudly from the other room
meow!
And annoy you.
Meow! Do you guys have a cat? No. Actually, yes, and we're putting her up for adoption. Oh my God, that's okay. First, I have questions.
Oh, okay. She has questions.
Okay, well, I know it's such an odd position for me to be.
Oh my goodness,
what did he look like? Describe him for. Paint us a picture. Was he taller than you?
Was he attractive?
Yeah. Well, he was taller than me.
That's a win.
It's a win. Like, I could wear heels, and I'm like,
hey!
You know, like almost 6 feet tall in heels.
Yeah.
You know, if they're tall
Ooh.
Enough. So he was over 6 feet
work
tall.
It.
Dark
I'm
hair.
Right now.
He had a little goatee.
Ooh.
Hey. Did he have the Flavor Saver?
The what?
The Flavor Saver. The little patch that's right below your bottom lip. Oh my gosh, I finally taught you something.
Oh my God.
Oh, she'll figure it out when she goes to kiss a guy and has one.
She'll be like, oh, Flaming Cheetos. Interesting choice.
So, yeah, you were attracted to him, though. Like, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the dark hair or light hair or red hair?
He was dark haired.
Okay, Dr. Seuss. Blue hair? Purple. What color is your hair,
with a fox?
Charles?
My hair is purple right now.
Okay.
It has to do with my story.
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
So, have you dated another guy that has been obsessed with his pets more than he was obsessed with you?
Kind of.
Okay. Okay.
No
Tell
shame.
Me about it. Tell
no
me about it. What was his name? Let's start with that.
His name was Jafar.
Oh!
He wanted Joellen to fall madly in love with
her. Jafar! If I get one more cracker!
Jafar was quite intoxicated one night, and he needed me to pick him up from a bar. He was
you guys
a friend
already
of mine.
Dating at this point?
No. We never ended up dating. I was interested in him, and he was not as interested in me.
You had a crush.
Yeah,
that happens.
A crush, and your friend calls. He says he's drunk. You go and pick him up.
That's real.
It doesn't matter. You
Good
just go
you.
And pick him up. Where are you at? Oh, I'm at a bar, drunk. Oh, great. Okay. So I go into the parking lot, and this lady comes up, come on in. I'm like, oh, God, how bad is he? She's I've seen him worse. I go,
oh, no. Oh. So he's a regular at this bar.
Oh, yeah. And it's after hours, and you're like, oh.
It's after. Oh.
All right. So after, meeting him and grabbing him and figuring out how to get him into the vehicle and making sure that he actually still remembered where he lived.
Oh my gosh.
Get to the house and he has two dogs. I'm like, oh, they're so cute. Can I meet them? Aww. Yeah, sure, no problem. Just drop them off, meet the dogs. And he was like, you know, sitting over there, and he's calling them, and the dogs didn't want to come over to him because they were like, hey, there was a new chick here. We got to check her
new
out.
Smells, right? New smells.
Ooh, I need to sniff her.
Why has sniffing been the theme of, like, the past episode?
But he looked at me, and he gave me this dirty look after a while, and I'm like, what's that for? And he, my dogs are paying too much attention to you. You need to leave.
Dang!
I was like, what?
Jealous much, Jafar?
Are you serious? Yeah, there's the door. I was like, oh,
hey!
I was like, oh my gosh.
No!
Whoa. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of wanted to chalk it up to the booze,
dude.
But at the same time, I was like,
No. Booze sometimes brings out truth.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like,
ooh, and this is why I'm glad I avoided that.
Like, that's why you're single.
You know what? He probably drinks way too much. He gets drunk, and the dogs aren't used to having someone who's coherent in the home to take care of them. So then beautiful Joellen walks in the door, and they're just like, yes, freedom. She's just like, I love on you. And then he was just like, no.
This is my dog.
My dogs.
Get out.
I'm cuddling up with them later.
Jafar, he's our man. If he can't
do
it,
great.
I had my one friend whenever he would drive like drunk people home, especially like if girls got drunk, if he was like dating, you know, a girl and they went to a bar or something like that. His name was Julian. And so
double bow.
So whenever he would take a girl, and if they would drink too much, he'd have to take them home. So because I went out with him one time because he was a club promoter, and so I would just take money at the door just as a side hustle. So he puts the girl was like drunk. It was her birthday or whatever.
What was her name?
So her name was Juliet. So
where fall out thou, drunk Juliet.
So he
deny thy Red Bull.
And refused my name. She didn't remember her name.
It was Jose.
So he would get them in the car, so they would be in the passenger seat. And so then he was just like, Stacey, I want to teach you. He's like, this is how you get drunk bees home. His words not mine. He was just like, so he cranks up the heat, so then you're just drunk, and then you're all cozy, and then she passes out. So then he was just like, he, you know, got to her house, and he goes, and then you freeze these bees out. So then he puts the cold air out. She just goes, oh, and he's like, we're here, get out. That is his go-to thing. Amazing.
That can totally work with dates, too.
Oh,
there it is.
All of a sudden, it's just super warm. Are you getting tired?
So funny.
Getting sleepy? Yeah. You just turn the heat up when you want them to get out of your car.
Just get out. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Joellen, thank you for the story.
Thanks for having me on so I could tell them.
Hello.
Yeah, I got so many more.
You can come back.
You can back
anytime.
You want to hang out with us while we finish the show out?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Okay, so let me tell you.
So, blue or purple?
It's
blue.
Purple.
Okay.
It's purple.
I like it.
It's pretty.
It's because it's freshly dyed. That's why it looks like. Once a couple washes come in, it'll actually be purple.
I thought you were supposed to stop dyeing
your
hair.
No. So here's the thing. I was supposed to stop bleaching my hair.
Oh.
Because my hair has been bleached white so much that my hair basically gave me a big middle finger and was like, bleach your hair one more time and you won't have any. Like, there's pieces that are very, 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 very short.
Interesting.
Broken. Aww. So, the thing with the fun colors, because I was like, well, screw it. If I'm going to go back to a natural hair color, I'm going to put fun colors in my hair beforehand because they're semi-permanent. They don't have any harsh chemicals. They don't lift. They just die. And then...
Die!
We don't lift.
So
we
harsh,
just die.
Right?
Man.
It's like the worst funeral home like website ever. We don't lift. We just die.
I'll pitch it in a couple weeks.
There you go. You know. I'm making hand motions. Yeah.
It was like elevator up, elevator down.
So that's what's happening. So I dyed it pink and it faded back, and then I dyed it. My intention was to dye it purple and have it last a little bit, so I mixed it purple and silver. Ooh. And when I mixed it, it actually came out like a periwinkle blue.
That's what the color is. Thank
periwinkle.
So, yes.
So that lasted for like three washes, and then it was like blue. It went to like denim blue.
Oh.
And then my boss saw it, and because she approved me for subtle colors, And she was like, okay, that's not so subtle. Can it be not blue? And I was like, Please. Yeah, sure, I can totally do that. And so I'm like washing my hair with dish soap to get out all this stuff. And
did that work?
Yeah. Wow. Like, think about it this way. Like, the oil spills, they use Dawn dish soap to get it off of the ducks and stuff. Also the rocks, but they don't show that.
You say that like it's so sad that she like was washing her hair with us.
No, when she said that made me think of the BP spill, and then Dawn had the commercials when they were cleaning the ducks with Dawn. That's why I was like, oh, because that's where my mind went.
Like, aw, ducks. So I was getting ready for my date yesterday, and because I had been trying to get the blue out of my hair was very light blue, but because it was light blue, blue fades to yellowish green.
Oh.
That's not cute for a date.
Didn't know.
No. So I go to the beauty supply and I'm like, listen, I just need to either put in a ton of toner or whatever. And they talk to me about it. They're like, no, you know what? If you need it to be like more on the ashy side when you go back to blonde, she's like, put purple in it, and then the purple will lift to a lighter purple, and then you'll have that ashier base, so you won't go and get like an orange blonde when you do go back to a natural color.
Oh wow.
So it makes sense. But I still do have very purple hair right now. So, okay, so I meet this guy on one of the dating sites.
Oh my gosh, what was his name?
His name was Joaquin.
Oh, yay! I like it. Side note, I like the name Phoenix.
So, I do too.
Right?
Hey!
You're just trying to make a quiet entrance.
Aww. It didn't work.
Right? Because we saw you.
I heard our intern didn't make it.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Jess was running all three
shows
on her own, so hi.
Shout out to Jess.
Shout out to Jess. She started us, and then she ran to another room because she had to.
Side note, my outfit made me think of Jess, and I told her. Yay. Flowy shirt and tight.
Well, Dave, you're just in time. We're going to talk about my date.
Which one?
This is the one I went on yesterday.
Okay.
This is...
Side note, Dave, Joellen.
This is Joellen.
Hi.
Joellen.
Hi.
Dave. So yeah. What
nickname
did I...
letter of the day is J.
J.
So it's Dristy tonight?
Yes.
I love Dristy. She is clutch.
She's
I appreciate
so good.
You.
I love her so much.
I'll meet you someday.
She was at my birthday. You met her.
I did?
Yeah, she had the big tiger sweater with the crazy blue eyeshadow. You probably don't remember because there were people.
Right. But
what did you do for your birthday?
Oh, man. It was Chelsea's 30th 90s themed roller skating rink birthday party.
Yeah, four people went to the hospital.
Okay, hair. Sorry. Okay,
so,
I can't get excited.
Joaquin. So his name's
not jogging.
Joaquin.
So, I'll hear all
or joking.
It's okay. I'm just Joaquin.
But it's so sexy when you do it.
Did you run? No, I just Joaquin.
Oh, I love this name so much. Okay.
I meet him on
a website. Now, okay. I normally just date white guys. It's who I'm attracted to.
That's fair.
And this guy in his picture looked Asian. And I was like, but I was still attracted to him. So I was like, ooh, maybe this is something I want to see. So
I do have yellow fever.
Yeah.
The Asian flu, as
so I go to meet up with him. And the only thing, like, so, okay, we decide we're going to meet at Starbucks in Royal Oak. And I'm like, okay, nice. Fine. So I dye my hair so it's not yellow and looking all weird. And
so funny.
And so I send him a message, fair warning, I have purple hair, but it's temporary. And he's like, oh, that's fine. No big deal. I could tell immediately. We met at the corner. I could tell from the second he met me, he was not interested in me. I don't know who he was thinking he was meeting, but it was not me. So I'm like, and it just very standoffish right away. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we get in line to get coffee. I get my little $3 green tea mix of stuff.
Hey, Mick.
And and I like kind of motion for him to come over. And I'm like, hey, do you want to add yours to the tab? And he goes, why are you going to pay for it?
Dang.
And I was like,
oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, what are you going to get? Like,
do they have lamb chops?
How many shots of espresso is he putting in his drink?
Oh my God. Thank you for the fabulous segue, Joellen. So I pay for my $3 drink. Like, let's be real, I was really breaking the bank. So, I mean, first off, I was planning on paying for my own anyway.
Hey.
Secondly, if he had just like ordered, I probably would have paid for his too. Like, whatever. Also, it's $3 and you're an engineer. Like, really?
Come on now. So, maybe he's got like five kids.
You're doing it again.
You gave me the look and the point.
We haven't even gotten to the bad part of the
Daddy,
state.
Daddy, mommy got mad at me again. Why'd you leave the studio?
Did you mommy just call him Daddy?
Mommy yells when you leave.
Yeah, right? See? Thanks, Dad. I'm sorry, Mom.
I stepped to the side, but I kind of stay near him, so I can at least, chat while he's ordering. Well, no, he's ordering. He orders this, macchiato, venti, whatever, something. But it's the biggest one, and he adds...
If your coffee order has more than four words...
Oh, I... Right.
You are an asshole.
No, seriously.
Four words. That's all you get.
Soy green tea latte.
I just point at the picture and say, oh, that sounds nice.
Ooh, that sounds nice. He orders this crazy thing, and then he adds two shots of espresso to it. And the lady goes, that's already got two shots of espresso in it. And he goes, looks at me, and then goes, yeah, I'm going to need those two shots of espresso. And I was just like, this is when you walk away, Chelsea. This is when he pays and you turn and you're gone. But then in my head, I'm like, no, but I really want my green tea
latte. I was going to say, but I ordered it, and I really want it.
Oh, you had to wait for it.
So then I'm like, okay, here we go. Maybe, because I could already tell he wasn't interested, and then he made it really, really clear with that side glance.
That's so rude.
I was like, maybe we'll just do, a quick walk around, a small block in Royal Oak, and then call it a day. And I'm fine with that. That'll be fine. I'll talk about it on the show anyway.
Right.
Oh, that's so not
You're
what
making
happened.
Me money.
So we start walking around downtown. Now, we were on Main Street, and then there's the next... I'm so bad with street names, but there's the next one, and then there's one more, and, then there's a subdivision. So Royal Oak isn't huge.
Right.
And he starts walking down Fourth, and he just keeps crossing Fourth and keeps going, and every time there's one to go left, to go down, a main drag where we're in, public.
Hey.
I'd be like, hey, we can go down this street. Completely ignores me and just waits for the one to go straight. And I'm like, to the point where I finally said, I was like, I would actually feel more comfortable if we stayed in the downtown area. And he was like, well, I just hate waiting for crosswalks. So I figured we'd go down into the subdivisions. And I'm thinking, we're not going anywhere. We're literally just walking around.
That's where his clown costume was.
Say it. He is a clown at night. He was looking for the right families in the subdivisions.
Her name is Jinxie the Clown. I hate clowns, by the way. Hate. So I say again, I'm like, I would actually just really prefer if we stayed in the downtown area. And he goes, well, why did you just, what did he say? He's like, why did you just watch Saw or something before you came here? Are you afraid I'm going to chop you up into bits?
Did you say no, but I watched the news.
and I went, well, I'm thinking that now.
I wasn't up until that sentence.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, so then he goes, fine, I guess we can turn down this road. And it's the last street that you could consider downtown. It's not really downtown. It's the other side of the Royal Oak Theater. So where it's still kind of.
I got you.
So we head down that road, and he's like, what's your 5-year plan? Oh, that seems odd.
Oh my gosh. I just said that yesterday. I was like, I hate it when you interview and people are just like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm like, I don't know what I'm eating for dinner tonight.
Chicken. That's what I see myself in 5 years.
My crystal ball broke. I don't know.
Man, and my 8-ball is still in the shop.
He's like, what's your 5-year plan? And I'm like, I mean, I've got a lot of things that I could be doing in 5 years. I don't know.
That was only good for me last year when you could sit there and look him dead in the eye and go, I know the answer to this because I have 20/20 vision.
Oh.
Lame.
Don't make me pull out the dad jokes.
If
again.
A guy said that to me, though, do. I would be on this show being like, first impression.
Guess what this loser said to me. I asked him what his 5-year plan was. He made a joke about the year.
He made a math joke. Actually, that is a little bit fun. So we start walking down. He's like, what's your 5-year plan?
This guy's all business.
Oh, my God.
Is he around your age?
He's 33.
Oh,
so,
older.
A little bit older, not crazy older.
Hey, watch what you say about 33.
No, I meant older than me.
Not older
than her.
Oh, that was the other thing. So, he was his height, yay. He wasn't actually Asian. He was more like Indian. It was the one good picture he has of. He actually admitted that later.
Like casino or call center?
Call center.
Okay.
Yeah. I would would say Native American if it were Native American.
It's casino call center.
Wow. Yep, that just a whole bunch of offensive things yeah. just happens.
You're gonna Lord, make me edit that out, aren't you?
Lord, we pray for Dave. He is your child, God.
It's a valid question.
Oh my gosh.
And he's bald, which doesn't bother me. He's but fine. A lot of guys are. But man, every hair that was supposed to be on his head was coming out of his chest and on his arms, and I kept thinking was, you have a hairy butt, like for sure. Like it's. Like,
Wow.
Like, for sure, it's just there. And so neither of us are really having fun, and yet he's, like, grilling me. So he asked me what my five-year plan is. I kind of, like, give him a vague idea of things I might be wanting to do in 5 years. And then he's like, do you like your job? What's your job? And then I tell him my job. I tell him I really do like my job. And he goes, really? You like that job? Really? Doesn't sound. And I'm like, why are you?
How are you going to knock someone's passion?
And then he's like, what do you do for fun? And I start telling him the stuff that I do for fun. He's like, well, do you like sports? And I was like, I like watching sports.
I talk
sports.
About bad dates on my show.
Right. That's
So said please that. Keep going.
Is he like trying to hire you or
seriously,
what?
It was crazy.
Good question.
So we're walking back. So then we get to the end of the street and there's a Catholic church back there.
Aww.
And there's a Catholic church. And then a little bit further back, there's where the priests live.
Hey, priest.
And then there's like a little community center for the Catholic church. And then smack dab in the middle of those three buildings is a bench like 50 feet into their property. And he goes,
so God is watching.
And he's like, we're going to sit there. And mind you, there's people in this community center, there's priests walking around, and I was like, I feel like that's not our bench to sit on. Like, maybe we should sit on one of the dozens of other benches in Royal Oak.
In public.
Like, bench is holy.
And he's like, right? And he's like, no, let's go sit at this bench. It's out in the open, they can't stop us. I'm like, it is private property, they can absolutely stop us.
Just saying.
And he's like, no, let's just go sit. We go sit, I guess, in some, like, weird skew. I mean, there's a tree there. It was a decent setting, except for the fact that there's, like, 50 Catholics sitting in a community center, like, with someone speaking. So they're all facing us.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't just have guardian angels, man. You had guardian Catholics like, all over.
So then it takes a little bit of time before I start getting bit by mosquitoes. And I'm sitting here going, it is October?
Right.
Why?
Me all day today.
So,
I didn't ask for this heat.
I go through and we start going back. Then he starts like therapying me. He's like, so what do you do for you? What's going on with you? Are you happy, Chelsea? You don't seem happy.
Because I'm here with you having this conversation. Again, that's how I feel, but we're the same person. We don't voice that. We're just like,
Well, and I was like, okay, I mean, I guess that's a valid enough question, but. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. But every time I would like take one of his very invasive questions and ask him, he'd jump right past it. And so, and then he's like, because I watch my brother's kids in the morning.
Yeah.
And I said that. And then, you know, I just recently did some stuff to help out my parents. And like, so he sat there and he's like, so what do you do for you? It doesn't sound like you do much for you. You really need to be doing things for you. And I flat out said to him, I was like, is this a date or is it a therapy session? And then he goes, well, you know, I don't really want to consider this a date. I would say this is more us, you know, getting to know each other. Oh, by the way, he also had a little bit of an Indian accent, like not straight on, like, you know, welcome to the Quickie Mart, but it was there. It was like underneath.
You make me edit that out too.
No, that's the only way I can get an Indian accent. That's the reference phrase.
I'm not mad.
And so Joaquin is, sits there and then he asks me, he goes, so what did you think about my profile picture? And he goes, he's like, did you recognize me when I walked up? And I did look at him and then looked past because I looked and I was like, no, that's not him. And then I turned back and I went, oh, no, that is him. He's just, it's nice. Like the one good picture. He even admitted that because I said, because at this point, I'm not having a good time.
Man,
so I'm finally like, well, you know what? Fine. I'll be a jerk.
At this point, you're not having a good time?
Well, that's why I said I jumped from the beginning. Like.
At this point, I'm no longer worried about being polite.
Yeah, you're beyond the polite.
Yeah, that would probably be the breath that.
Let's go.
So he's like, so what do you think about my picture? And I go, well, I looked at your picture online and I kind of thought for the height that you had on the website, your head was too small for that. So you were either shorter or you were going to have a small head. And he was like, what? And I was like, but you're actually very normally proportioned, so you're fine. And he goes, wait, so you think I have a big head now? And I'm like, no. I said your picture.
Well, not literally.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Dave. Thank
so
you.
Then it's like he segued me and he pulls up my website, my dating profile, and he goes through every single picture I have. And he goes, in this one, you're not smiling and you look a little standoffish, so you might want to change it. And then he turns and goes, but you've been a little standoffish, so maybe you should leave it. Like, every single
one. Is this
one.
The guy that was rated high compatibility for you?
No.
Okay. Because remember, he
yes,
was also...
Yes.
Okay.
So, at that point, I've been bit by mosquitoes. I'm
bit
done.
Bit emotionally.
I'm done. And I stand up and I'm like, so I'm going to walk back. Like, you can stay here in the Catholic courtyard. So we
you
start.
Better thank God there are witnesses, buddy.
So we start walking because he then starts walking.
Okay.
There were like four separate times that I tried to get up and start heading back to my car, and he was like, no, we can sit here. And I'm thinking, like, I am a grown woman. You do not
need.
I don't need to sit
anywhere. I can
anywhere.
Afford my own Starbucks. Like,
you see this green tea latte? I bought it.
Okay. And I could have paid for yours because I got it like that.
So crazy. So we're walking back and then he's like, so what's with the hair? And I was like, well, I sent you a message saying it's temporarily purple. And he goes, yeah, but why? And I'm like, okay, that is valid. It's not like it's... We'll take a picture.
Because
and we'll
post I have
it.
Some, and right. I'll do what I want with it.
Like, thank you. I love that this main conversation piece happened at the end.
Right? Like, well, then he was like, well, I didn't want to be rude, like, right when we started. And I'm like, you were rude the whole time.
You should have asked him why he had more hair on his body than he did on his head.
Right? So I explained what happened, exactly what I said to you guys. It was right. And I'm like, it was an ugly color. You didn't want to see it, I promise. So I had to do this to make the next step easier. And he's like, oh, well, I mean, it doesn't look bad. I guess. And I'm like, oh.
It sounds like he tried at that point.
Good save.
He reminds me of the guy that you dated when you were in San Diego. The one that said that you guys were going to get food. He changed his mind.
And then he walked me. Yeah.
Yes. That's what this sounds like.
So we're walking towards the parking garage that I chose because I didn't know how long the date was going to be, so I didn't want to do a meter.
What shoes did you wear?
I was wearing flats.
Thanks.
Yeah. Because I never believe anybody's going to be 6 foot anymore.
And you never know when you're going to walk for five miles.
That's true.
Yeah. Through a subdivision, through a field, into the clown parade, you know.
Like, ignore this clown car. It's fine. It's real spacious inside. No.
There is a van in the parking lot, though.
God.
Hey, Chelsea, does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
So we go through. We're walking back. He's like, where'd you park? I'm like, oh, this garage over here. He goes, oh, I'll walk you to your car. So we start going. He's still just being a...
blood-filled just... appendage.
Yes. So, but we get to the door to go up the stairs, and he's like, well, I guess we'll go up there to your car. And I was like, oh, no. And not even rude. I was like, no, you really don't have to. It's no big deal. And he goes, oh, I know I don't have to. And I was like, and I literally was like, have a good night, Joaquin. And I walked upstairs. I didn't even like say, I was like, bye. Like, ugh.
Wow.
The worst part is I was so excited. I was like, look at me. I'm going to like branch out. I'm going to come back to my show and be like, I had a good date. I did not have a good date.
Dave, this is what we have to deal with.
Bless you for lasting that long.
You know, and that's the reality is I was like, I should have just been like, as soon as he was like, why are you going to pay for it? I should have been like, you know what? Clearly this isn't a thing. I'm good.
Right.
And even if you gave him that one, I'm going to need both shots. Like he was downing.
Oh,
like,
right.
Bacardi 151.
I'm going to need a grenade.
That would have been the pull the ripcord moment.
I'm going to take a grenade. I'm going to need something to put me through this grenade. Like, what the heck, man? I'm awesome.
Yes, you are.
You are?
Okay. Because I am not friends with stupid, rude people. My friends are delicious.
And fun and
have pretty faces.
Actually, the proper answer would have been, you know what? Yeah, you probably are going to need four shots of espresso to keep up with me, Skippy.
Yeah.
Probably should have told him he needed three more.
I should have just thrown a couple more dollars up there and been like, don't worry, those are on me. Like,
right. He needs this.
Just the crazy stuff. He pulled out my profile and then like verbally assaulted every one of my photos.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, how did you?
And by amazing, I mean completely.
There was a point where at the end, after he went through all the photos, I was like, if this is how you felt, why did you agree to meet? Why did you ask to take
and
me
I
out?
Never like, think of these questions until afterward. Just, and then that's the way my personality is. Right?
And then he's like, well, you know, people don't, you know, I don't really look like my one profile picture. And so, you know, I thought maybe you looked different. And
so
I'm like,
you're guilty of the lie that you're accusing right, me of doing like, yet.
But it's okay for you and not for me.
Freaking
madness.
This, ah, bless
you,
me.
If you left early, though.
Joaquin.
I was like, madness.
If you left early, though, you wouldn't have such a good story.
See, and that's... Aww, then I
thanks
have
for making us money, Joaquin.
Yeah, the more you know. Okay. Hey, Stace, guess what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
It's time for First Impressions. First impressions are when I take the messages that random guys on the dating sites have sent me, and we make fun of them. For good reason.
Because we've moved on to the brutally honest portion of the
program. Man! Right now we're just like blazing. We're just going to tear everyone apart.
I'm going to tell you a very fun, we got a fan moment.
Thanks, Joaquin, for we're trapping me with three angry women in the studio. Really appreciate that.
No, but we love Dave.
We do love Dave.
We love Dave.
We got a fan love letter. I just wanted to tell you, Steve. I screenshot it, and he said, not to overly gush, but I've been loving your podcast. I keep asking my friends if they're caught up. I love your dynamic with Stacey. Forgive my spelling her name. She spelled it right, by the way.
What? Oh, my gosh. Is he single? I'm just playing.
But, yeah, like, he loves the show.
Oh, thank you
and it's
so
a guy.
Much. Oh, hey, guy.
Hey, guy.
Thanks,
okay.
Guy.
So, yeah.
Wait, what was his name?
Oh, his name was Jamal.
Jamal.
that's fantastic. Hey, Jamal. Okay, where is it? All right.
Know Jamal.
My first guy.
Hey, guy.
For first impressions.
Hey, first impression.
His name is Jeffrey.
Oh.
And nothing's spelled right. Two words. Two words are spelled right.
Oh, boy. I was about to say, it was only a two-word message, and they were both spelled wrong.
Was it the word
Me. Kind of.
Oh, no.
Hello, love. How are you doing? And I love math in school.
Oh. So apparently he doesn't love English.
There it is.
Was right. That accompanied by like a picture of a piece of paper with a do you like me, yes, no on it? By any chance?
Maybe.
In crayon.
Yeah. Aww. Circle one.
Aww, we can just be friends.
And like, okay, English was not your favorite. It's very clear.
Aww. English wasn't a lot of people's favorite, but I did the homework.
You did. Nobody else did.
Everyone cheated off me in high school.
Our senior year, Stacey and I were in the same English class, and literally she would do the homework, and then the teacher would be like, who did the homework? And Stacey would be like, begrudgingly lift her hand, and then... the teacher would be like, fine. So she'd just go over whatever we were supposed to do. Okay, the first time you do that, we're never going to do the homework.
Yeah, because now you've taught us that that's how we do things.
Man.
But Stacey's such a good society. Person every time
I gotta
she
work hard while everyone else just gets a free ride.
Blasphemy.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Next.
Okay, next. This guy's name is Jabari. It's not a great message. Super quick. Two messages. First one was, you seem cool, so are you horny?
No.
3 minutes later, do you watch porn?
Three, have you been to Family Video?
Daisy, welcome.
I was waiting for the natural progression of ever been in one.
Yeah. No. Oh, if I probably waited, it probably would have came up.
Oh.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Oh, no,
right? Exactly.
It's gross.
That sounds
We'll pray. We'll pray for Jabari.
Okay, so this next guy's name is Jake.
Okay, Jake from State Farm. He sounds hideous.
What are you wearing? Jake from State Farm.
He's a guy.
Khakis.
Khakis.
No, but Jake from State Farm is a real person.
Yes, from State Farm.
Yeah.
He's a real, yeah. Okay, so
yeah,
this.
Sorry.
So
we got way too excited for that.
And I guess Jake, if you're listening.
Okay, I'm gonna change one of the words because I'm not comfortable saying it.
Thank you.
And if I'm not comfortable saying it, Stacey is most definitely not comfortable hearing it.
So I know, Dave, you're so sweet. You keep checking. Like, I feel you looking at me like, don't you edit this out?
So this guy is...
I've been married for 10 years. I can be trained.
This guy This guy is 31. His name is Jake. And he said, I've been online dating for 6 years and still haven't found, in quotes, my type.
Oh.
Not that that is possible in real life either. For the longest time, I didn't know what IRL meant, so I'm
in
really
real life,
yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it was like a website thing.
It's URL. URLs are websites. IRL is in real life.
Legitimately really me. Oh my god. Okay, so underneath that it says anyway, I would love to eat your meow sometime or talk about politics.
Like, I'd be like, I prefer to talk about politics. Right?
Thanks. You know what? You can look me up on my URL.
Oh my god.
But do not find me IRL.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I have a lot of praying to do this week.
Oh, man.
They're just getting bold, aren't they?
Oh,
like, bold and blunt.
This gross.
I saved the best for last.
Oh, wait.
It's this one. The... All right, this guy's name is Jekyll.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, and he is. Oh, for sure.
Oh, no.
It's... First message, knock, knock.
Oh, boy.
Next message, your couch is nice. LOL, I like that show, too.
What?
It means he's looking in my window.
Like, knock, knock, I'm at your front door.
And then, like, your couch is nice. I like that show, too.
That's so creepy.
No.
Right?
Was he dressed as a clown?
Thank
oh,
you.
My God.
Thank
Full
you.
Circle. Full circle.
And his name was really
Oh, I know. Should I find another one to make so we're not like leaving on that one?
Now, yeah. Now dumb question.
Yes.
But I'll
There's
ask.
No dumb question.
Because I will channel Stacey for a moment.
I like
the pictures that you have in your profile, like is the TV on in one of them? And there's a show on them?
No.
Is there a picture of your couch in any of your photos?
No.
Okay, well then he's just a skeevy person.
So full of hope.
I was like, is that a euphemism for something?
And I was thinking, I'm like, I am so out of the loop on this stuff.
I'm like, couch, I guess you could misspell, like, you know, cooch. I was really, like, trying to figure it out.
That would lead to a whole different set of questions about
man.
Her profile pic.
Okay, so I'm going to, do we have time? I don't want to.
One more. We got
one more. Okay. Jerry. This is a long message, all in one chunk again.
Ooh.
Jerry is 32.
Hey.
And he has a dog in his first picture.
Uh-oh.
And then a car in his second picture.
Oh, that's the other one
and
they like more than the girl.
Third picture is a picture of his face. And
Dang.
And then the fourth picture is another picture of him and his dog. But they're like, the first picture is just the dog. So
when your dog's cuter than you on your profile.
Right?
Dang.
When you're like, real. My dog's cute, my car is great. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of me. And
that got
but
you
look
the
at my
one,
dog.
That got you the one time, didn't
yeah.
it? You were just like, oh, your dog's really cute.
Yes,
and you guys went on a date.
It was totally clickbait.
Man.
Okay, so Jerry said, good morning. How are you doing? I guess you're doing fine. Actually, I was just going through some profiles here, and then I came across your profile. When I saw it, I was so impressed.
Ooh.
So I would love to get to know you better. Not a period in sight, by the way.
Oh, no.
I am new at this. Just want to give it a try. I'm honest, sincere, loving, loyal, and a true romantic. First period. There it is.
Oh.
I believe in treating people as I would like to be treated, with kindness and respect. An angel, who, like me, is looking for that little bit of extra that he's cannot or will not give. If you are interested, message telling me about yourself. I would relocate for the right woman so our relationship can work out for both of us. I would also like to tell you to ignore the age you see on my profile, which says 32. I have reason for using that. We'll be looking forward to hear back from you.
Is he the willing to relocate? Does that mean that he's looking to get a green card into the country? like, I'll marry you if I can stay here.
Solid See, point. I took it as like my mom's kicking me out, and I need.
And I took it as I'm getting out of prison soon, and my family won't talk to me. I like that we all came from different angles.
And I believe we covered that in the chat this week as a homosexual.
Yes. Yay!
That's right. The man who enters a relationship just to keep from being homeless.
Yeah.
A hobo. Oh,
one of our guests dated one of those because she never went over to his place and he always wanted to spend the night with her. And so after the fact, after she ended it, she was just like, oh my gosh, maybe he was homeless. And we're all like, oh yeah. And he was the kind of artsy, could be homeless,
right?
Could be artsy one.
Like the hipster thing?
Yes.
It's all on a verge.
Man.
Like, where do you keep your belongings, sir?
Man.
If you say at the corner of I-75
right, and 8 Mile, and
you need to specify.
They just patched the bridge. It's really nice if you want to watch the sunset. Oh, dang it.
You're like, oh my God, no, this is real. I'm here.
Aww. And then you feel bad for leaving.
And then clown suit.
And then oh man.
So real. Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joellen.
Thanks, Dave.
Not a problem.
Shout out to Jess. Jess! It's Jess.
I'm so excited. Yay. Well, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This is a previously recorded episode.